You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
On tonight's Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, PK is circling the drama like a hawk. It's the finale. It's season 7, episode 18, Diamonds Under Pressure, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to the after show for, you know, those Beverly Hills housewives. And my God, what a finale to get there tonight.
So
much. And we're going to be bringing a little recreation of a former scene from one of these reunions at you as well. So here we are to talk about all the highs and lows. It's Grants underscore underscore Rants on Twitter. And next to me.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can follow me on Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
Hey guys, what's up? It's Thomas Rulina. Please follow me at Thomas Rulina everywhere online.
Hey guys, Chris Valentine here. Follow me on Twitter, aka Golden Boy.
Yay, here we go.
Yes. All right. Yes. Diving in.
This episode delivered so much so that I was like, what can I cut? There's so much to talk about. But it started, the real juice started where Rinna realized that Eden did not back her up on that boat. And I was like, oh, now you remember this.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Like now it's convenient for you to bring it up in the finale. And then Eden, Rinna says that she doesn't trust Eden officially, even though we kind of felt that they were off for the last, like, 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm. But, like, what Eden said, I mean, they've been talking, they went on vacation together. Where was this? Why is it just coming up now?
It was
Eden was so quiet during the whole party, and I'm thinking, you better speak up and say something, girl, because if you want to get picked up for next season, they want you to do something.
Well, she probably is, just they're
not
putting it in.
You know what I feel it is? Yeah. I almost wanted to use the word broken bird tonight, because she is such a sensitive soul. You know, we've had her here, we know she's the real deal, and I feel like she is so sensitive, she doesn't want to get into these fights, she wants to stay true to herself, she wants to be authentic, but it's almost like she was afraid to say anything, and then when she finally did, it was like a blowout.
Yeah.
And that happens, and I felt with the same thing that happened in Hong Kong, that was the same thing with Erica on the boat. Is she so reserved, she's so quiet, she's very in control, and then at some point, people are human, they're going to have an outburst.
Too sensitive for the show?
No, I want Eden to stay on the show. It's like, please, please, please bring her back. I love all the different characters. Even Lisa Vanderpump. Have you guys ever seen those Tinkerbell movies where they have the different fairies? There's the good one, the bad one, you know? Not so much the bad one, but Lisa Vanderpump represents a certain type. Eden represents a certain type. They all really are good for the show. They're a good mix, so I hope they bring them back.
They all have a
character.
Yeah.
Exactly. And they balance each other out, because if we didn't have somebody stirring the pot like Lisa Vanderpump and Lisa Rinna now and then, where would we be?
Yeah. Well, that's why I was saying I really, really like this group of ladies. You know, you can have women who are, you know, just, I don't know, like
all besties. I couldn't watch it.
We're like the Carlton days, you know, where it did not mesh.
It just didn't mesh.
Like, there's nothing that you're going to fight about because it's just too weird.
Yeah. It's true. So, everyone played a part in the game tonight. And this is what's so great about this show, is because it's an ensemble show. It's not about Teresa in New Jersey exclusively. It's not about Lisa Vanderpump, who's this queen that we're supposed to believe. It's about all these women, and they all played a part. Even people are always not people in general, but a lot of people just do not feel Eileen, and she even played the game tonight. They were all there.
It was like a chess game for everybody to see on national television.
That is Lisa Vanderpump, the one making the moves.
And they're all trying to take out the queen, PK.
The first 20 minutes of the show, everybody was getting along too well.
That's
almost
terrible.
It was almost kind of boring.
Yeah.
You know, like, what are we waiting for? Is anything going to happen? This is the finale. We need something to happen at this party.
So if everybody
was perfect saints and everybody got along, it would be kind of boring too. So
Eden says she didn't want to be perceived as a troublemaker, and she was just going to let everyone talk, which is like kind of such a lame excuse for not getting involved in a fight. Even if you are zen, you know, I mean, just, you know, speak up if that's what you're there to do.
I feel like you're
not there to be a yoga coach.
Because she is, that's true. Because she is a new housewife, I think she between her and Dorit, she was the one that was struggling to figure out how this housewife game works. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe she took the pedal off the gas in Hong Kong and then she couldn't find a way to gas it up again. But I truly feel like it was watching a new housewife kind of figuring all this out.
Good point. It's like a flower blossoming.
You know, she did say she never watched the show. I'm assuming she's not a housewives watcher. She doesn't seem like the type.
Right.
So, yeah, maybe that she's just making it up as she goes along. Can't blame her.
But yeah, she said she's never seen the show until she went on. It was like being thrown in the mix. You don't know how you're supposed to act. You don't know when you're supposed to create a scene or just be yourself and be quiet. So, yeah, she's finding herself for sure.
Well, Dorit found Kim, and they had a chat, and they kind of fed into each other's problems with Lisa Rinna. Dorit didn't hold back. She said, she's been mean, she's been on the attack, and she's been throwing a lot of accusations at me. And Dorit questions to Kim if Rinna is projecting, which we've heard this before on the show, and of course Kim identifies with all this, so they're it's like
the best
lighting different it's like lighting different like the burners on the old stoves, you know, like the old gas is like, well, this one fire's burning lightly and it all is going to come together later on in the show. But it's just like interesting to see how this episode was produced.
Right,
you know,
right.
I like
really
that.
Well done.
Do you think that someone told Dorit to just go up to Kim and said, hey, let's figure it out?
It was a little like, oh, how are you doing?
Yeah.
It was a little bit like a moment, like, go over and check in with her. I don't know. But, I mean, you know, I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, it's that, or Dorit's like, hey, I need to cover my ass and make sure someone's on my side.
Yeah,
I don't think tonight we heard the coke allegation at all.
Right.
So that was whatever Dorit did. I mean, props to her, because she got out of that one.
She didn't bring it up. She made darn sure she was going to bring that one up. She brought everything else up, but she left that one out.
Or they're saving that for the reunion, because there was just too much in this
there
one.
Was plenty of allegations from Rinna all throughout the season, so and you know, there were so many things going on at some point. It's like, whose side are you on anyways? Because
I agree,
you know, it was like everybody was coming in the mix, and like, I know a lot of you are Lisa Rinna haters, likers, and then some people like Kim, and then Kim's on this side, and he's like, what side are we on now? You know, if you
know,
have
it's hard for me to be like, I'm team Dorit. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I'm I can't identify with her that much. You know, but then again, Lisa Rinna looks like an idiot. So I don't know if I can side with her.
She came into Villa Rosa with a dartboard. Everybody was just ready to throw things at her.
Yeah,
She survived, though.
I liked how she walked in. If we were doing Cheers and Jeers, it would be a Cheers of my house. She kind of, a shade Cheers, because she was, like, loving everything. She had her moment with
Lisa
Vanderpump, with Ken, and then the hair over Eden, and then the comments were Dorit's hair, very over the top.
And how did you like Dorit's hair? Because everybody likes to talk about that.
I said it last week. I thought that she was going to do something more than what we just saw.
More volume, more volume. But it, you know, just kept coming up again and again. But,
I mean, I think she's with gold flakes, so you know, I guess that's legit as it gets.
I appreciated it. I appreciated her look. I think she really goes into high fashion. She looks at fashion shows. If people don't understand it, it's because they don't have her level of taste. I feel like that's how she
very
kind of
good.
Is. Yeah.
I think it's just like, I want to, and I don't know her that well, but I think it's, that is what she wants to project.
Yes, for sure.
But I don't know how true it is.
Right.
Yes.
Because I don't know. I don't know.
You know,
I feel
though,
like,
in her defense, though, if you're on a cast in a reality show and you're going to the finale, I would fake it too a little bit, because it's like, you know what, like, this is the end, like, we're gonna do it all the way up, like, I'll go out, I'll like rent a good tux, like, I'll go and like the art of shaving, you know, like, I'll do it, you know what I mean, like, why not?
Do you think though that she feels that Erica still one upped her, or she was proud
I
of
was
her
not
look.
Into Erica's look at all at
okay.
all
I mean, she got more of the attention.
She looked
though.
like, I hate to say it, but Erica looked like a Simpsons character in this episode.
Oh.
The lighting and everything just didn't work very well.
Well,
and
she
I hate
was
to
the
say
only
that,
one
but.
Wearing black, and it kind of
sorry,
was off,
Erica.
It was off-putting to me, because it looked like everybody was wearing gold and silver and glittery.
Yeah.
So she stood out, you know, she did have a lot of glitter on the front, but it just stood out every time she was in a scene. Why is she wearing black? To this fairy-ish garden
common,
party, you know?
Between the two blondes, that's what they have in common. They like to stand out.
Yes.
And I appreciate that on the show.
I like the hair.
Yeah.
The hair to me was awesome. Anytime you can go big, do it.
Yeah.
You know, go all out. And I love the pink in the hair. So that was great.
Dorit wasn't going to show up in a bob, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Erica is going to bring some, like, something. I need to bring something.
Exactly.
Well, Kim ran over to tell Lisa Vanderpump, Kyle, and Dorit, she was there as well, about the comments that Rinna made and how it upset Dorit, and this is what's going on at the party. And then Rinna, from across the party, congratulates Kim in a very awkward hello, as usual. She always talks to Kim like she's like a young child.
A baby.
Yeah, and it's so insulting. It's like when you go up to people and it's like, you know, I'm going to talk to Chris a certain way, and then I'm going to turn to you right next to him and be like, honey, how are you? You know what? I hate that. Like, who the hell are you calling honey? Like, that's terrible. I hate that. You know, it's so obviously false.
Yeah.
Right.
So disingenuous. But, you know, it's Rinna. Lisa Vanderpump tells Lisa Rinna that, you know, you're talking too much about her. And, you know, she tells her that you're talking about her similarly to Kim, right? And Erica... What the hell is this? Erica dares Rinna to go over there and say,
I love
go
that.
And chat with
I dare you to go over there.
Yes. That was Lisa Vanderpump said you should go over and talk to Kim. Yeah. So that was the setup, and we get there eventually because at first PK's coming into the picture and he's trying to get involved. Eden calls Kyle over. And she says, why don't you come over here and we'll have this talk? Who called her over?
I don't think it was Eden, was it?
Oh, maybe I missed
chat.
That was Eileen.
Chat room.
Eileen.
Eileen was like, right? Wasn't it Eileen that said, all right, we're going to go over and talk to them? She called Rinna. No, that was Rinna. So someone brought Kyle into the picture here. And
I felt like Kyle was kind of trying to bring herself into the picture a few times. She knew, you know, there's a camera crew of probably, it's probably huge. I mean, there's probably at least 6 or 7 cameras, an enormous crew. They all, you know, the lights are hitting them. They know they're supposed to do something, and they know they have to say something. And Kyle just can't make faces the whole night. So she brought herself in a few times where she, you know, she made a few comments and made a few facial expressions. But it wasn't too much about Kyle tonight.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. And I do.
Never is these days.
She's had finales where it's been all about her. So I feel like later as the season goes, she's exhausted. It's like, let these other women go have their moments. I've already been grilled.
Dorit claims she found the whole night unpleasant because she wasn't greeted by Erica and by Rinna. And of course, Lisa Vanderpump is stirring the pot. She loves hearing this.
Yeah.
This is an instant thing to latch on to. People being rude to her at her own house. So Kyle, Eileen, and Rinna are standing together, and then you've got Lisa Vanderpump and Dorit approaching, and this starts this little powwow of a group, and it all rolls out. So Dorit tells Rinna that she's mean-spirited, and Rinna says the most passive-aggressive response, well, I'm just so sorry you feel that way. I've done that. I had a roommate who would come at me with all these ridiculous things and accusations, and I didn't know how to argue with him because you can't argue with ridiculousness.
Right.
So I would always just be like, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. So that's, I feel that's how Rinna was. She's like, I'm not even going to bother.
Right.
Yeah.
If Rinna doesn't spark the fireworks, she starts off slow and works her way up because I think she's getting a feel for what's coming at her, and I think she was a little worried about going over there and engaging and everything, but yeah, she took it slow to start, but she ramps up, you know, she gets hot.
It's like
hot
a marathon. It's like in her head, this is a marathon.
Yeah,
like, let me
we're
start
stretching
slow.
We're stretching.
So they're trying to, Dorit's desperately trying to get to the base of all these problems that everyone's coming at her with. So Rinna says for her it was when she made the Xanax comments about her being having a problem with them. Dorit says that she never said that she had a problem. She really didn't.
She didn't, no.
Right. And also, you know, the whole, Lisa even forgot, or Rinna forgot why she even started that conversation. It was because of Erica Jane, and she was bringing herself into it. And it's like, you need to remember how you were fighting before.
Right, yeah.
Like, if you're going to talk, I mean, at least keep your story straight.
Memories are a problem, Lisa.
Yes.
Including mine, and I take all these notes. Lisa Vanderpump says that Rinna is paranoid, another little insult. That's a typical Lisa Vanderpump dig. Eden says that Dorit asked her if Lisa Rinna had a problem. And Rinna says that she observes what she saw. And Lisa Vanderpump says that it's similar to how you treated me. All these accusations that Lisa Rinna is throwing on Eden about this, all the accusations that Lisa Rinna is throwing on Dorit about the pills is similar to what she said to Lisa last season about why don't you bring Kyle into it. So then everybody had an uproar over that because now we're not letting sleeping dogs lie. Just what we need, you know? An old storyline to come back.
She's securing her future.
Yes.
That's exactly what she's doing.
So Kim calls out all of Lisa Rinna's feuds, which I liked. She had them all on top of her head too.
Yeah.
She's like, it was with this one, it was with Lisa, it was with Brandy. She was going back.
I think she opened up her phone on notes and was like listing them up.
Totally.
I like it though. I like when you say, look, because it was all real. I mean, we did all see it play out, and that's the thing. We're at the end of season 7. There's a lot of history to play off of, so I like that. I mean, granted, Rinna was only in what 3, but that's enough. So I'm glad that Kim like still playing the game. Yes. Love seeing Kim. Yes. And
Kim looked great, by
the
way.
I was just going to say.
Amazing.
She looked super. She looked happy. Her face looked fresh.
Yeah.
So
totally.
It's good to see her that way.
Healthy.
Yes. Well, then Dorit claims that they never addressed the issues from Hong Kong, and that's why Lisa Rinna is still upset with her. And Dorit didn't call. Oh, God. My handwriting. I'm so sorry.
We did this fast.
Yes.
There's so much to cover.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dorit didn't call Lisa Rinna, and Lisa Rinna wanted her to do that, apparently.
Wow. Well, yeah, she says, not to bring it up in a big crowd. Just, why didn't you call me?
Right, yeah.
I mean,
and
I don't
Dorit
know.
Claims she didn't call Lisa Rinna because she is a nutter. Now, this is where the accent really gets to be ridiculous. And you're like, yeah, these like... You know, these, like, your British humor thing. It's like, can you just be ready? Like, you're an idiot or you're a clown or, you know, like that.
Crazy.
Yeah, you're a crazy person. You're a nut. And that's what Lisa Rinna kind of came back with saying for the most part. Even she didn't know what it was. I don't know. If you're going to really go for someone and it's a finale of a show, I need to know what you're calling me. You know what I mean? Like, a little bit. Lisa Rinna reminds Dorit that she was bad to Erica for months. After with the Pantygate, that was something that had not been addressed either. Erica becomes involved and she makes she has a problem with Dorit. There's so much, guys. I'm gonna clarify for the review. But while I figure this out, what do you want to talk about when it comes to Rinna bringing this up about the long term?
This is just classic Rinna to me. I mean, when you do something against her, she will retaliate. She will come for you. She will say whatever she can to deflect what you're bringing upon her. And Dorit really didn't say that she had a drug issue with Xanax or anything like that. But I think that just shows that Lisa Rinna is going to do whatever it takes to, you know, deflect and bring something else that she feels about your life.
Yeah, and when I was watching the scene, it was getting extremely heated, and I was wondering if Lisa Rinna is really upset, but I was almost thinking maybe she enjoys these scenes where she's screaming back and yelling and everything.
I think she must get a little something out of it.
Because I would feel, like, totally destroyed if I was in these kind of, these fights. These are, like, major fights, and she's, like, getting adrenaline. I don't know if she enjoys the spotlight on her, and she's just going to go for it. Yeah.
There is an adrenaline that comes with that, though. Like,
but she was standing her ground. Her down, I mean, she was by herself, and she was defending herself, and it looked like Dorit was kind of winning that at that point. Mm-hmm. You know, she was winning the argument, and Lisa Rinna was on her own, and she was standing her ground, but it was like, are you enjoying this? You know?
Yeah.
She was like, adrenaline was flowing.
I found my place. Erica then now turned against Dorit. It was Erica's turn to go in, and that's when she said, you know, I never heard an apology from you, and then that's when we said, well, there was an apology on the boat. You just didn't hear it. You said, you know, you said you want my husband to call your husband, and then, like, the Jaws music. BK's, he's in
behind the wall,
circling.
The most poorly inconspicuous.
And then, here's the
person.
Water. Hey, what's going on, guys? You know, he just handed Dorit a water. It was great.
So, but, he came in and it was like, put me in, coach. Like, he just wanted so bad to be part of that fight, and like, no one else was involved. There were no men involved. Shouldn't you take there's a mention of social cues in this episode. I mean, you know, I get, like, his wife was up against it, but I don't know if it was that serious to have the husband step in.
I feel like, you know what, I'm glad that PK did that. I really did. I think that it's important.
I like you.
I think that, you know, again, it's their first time on this show, so they don't know what to expect. They're really just going into this being themselves, and I think that was just really how PK is.
It's normal. It is.
Sorry.
I know you don't like it,
but... If they're being themselves. I'm not shading you, Thomas. I'm just saying, if they're being themselves,
seems,
I guess.
It like this argument was going on for a while, and if it was me, I would want somebody to step in and help. How could you... If you look at yourself as PK, how could you not? I mean, he's watching them argue for a long time. He didn't just rush in. Mm-hmm. He's circling. His adrenaline's probably going up. At some point, he's probably going to want to do something. It's normal. It's natural. So
I think, too, like, on this season, with Erica being so concerned about how Tom was going to portray the whole Pantygate, it really puts you in perspective of the cast members that are living through this and feeling like how it's going to come out, like, later on. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that was what we were seeing with PK. He probably thought, you know, things were bigger than they were. Lisa thought that the Xanax was bigger
than
it was going to be.
Damage control?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Mauricio was there, and of course Lisa Vanderpump's, you know, Ken was there. They didn't step in at any point, so that's right, Grant.
They've done that before.
I know they have, and you know, Ken did make some very harsh comments again.
Yolanda at that party.
Nice. Come on. So he's doing it passive-aggressively, Grant. Yeah. He's not going in, but he's doing the same thing Lisa Vanderpump. He's getting his digs in on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't agree with him. He's still an idiot. Looks ridiculous.
Oh,
and
PK?
He's an idiot.
PK.
Yeah, no, I mean, he has no business in all this. I mean, it's ridiculous. He's like the visual. You've got this man standing in front of, like, in a circle of, like, 8 women, all in ball gowns. I mean, you know, working out things from, like, you know, who's on Xanax and, you know, it's like, or if they are or they not, it's really not that serious. It's not like the Bad Girls Club or something when you know someone could get, like, physically hurt.
He loves his wife.
Oh, wow.
I think he loves banter. I think
he loves the camera. He loves the camera more than he's there for her. That's what I think. That's what I think. Sorry, I'm giving you my opinion. Erica asks PK, here we go, if he perceived her as seducing him by not wearing the underpants all those months ago. This was clarified twice that indeed no one felt there was no intention of seducing anyone's husband. Nevertheless, PK. So
I'm glad that PK finally said it to Erica's face. She did need to hear it from him. She needed to hear it, and then we needed a more sincere, or at least Erica needed a more sincere apology from Dorit. So we're going there, right?
Yeah, okay. And that was exactly what Erica wanted. She said, I'll believe it when it's sincere. So, yeah, she
and
wasn't
there
yet. And you
know, during this whole thing, when they're fighting like cats, I'm hoping that at the very end, they just, the two of them, and they get to, you know, hash it out, and maybe at some point they'll become friends again.
I don't think they'll ever be friends again.
But what about what happened with Erica and Catherine? I mean, I thought that this is never going to be...
Catherine.
Oh my gosh, Catherine.
Yeah. So do you remember how heinous and horrible it was between them, and then Erica forgave her? And it's like, you know, here's my makeup crew,
right.
go crazy, you know,
no,
and they became friends.
But I think that there's a deeper issue here with Dorit.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and I love Dorit.
I'm just hoping.
But I think that
I'm hoping it'll
little...
be like that again.
Yeah, well, it's tough because you've got someone like Erica who is admittedly so guarded. She's really going to have to go through a lot of motions before she can get...
It's going to take time
Dorit.
If they do.
It's going to take more than a normal person. You know
I don't
I mean?
Think it's as serious as Rinna and Lisa. I'm sorry, and Kim.
Oh,
Rinna
yeah.
and Kim.
No.
You know, I don't think it's like that never going to happen, but
it's
I think
it's a new thing. It's a new middle.
It's a new difference.
Yeah, it's a new difference.
I always have hope, you know.
What did you make of PK telling Erica that she's inherently cold and then Eileen stepping in to defend her friend, but then having to get the residuals of this back and forth with PK?
I didn't like that part. I don't like when the husbands attack the women. If they want to just say a few things, but he was really going for her, and I felt like that makes him look terrible amongst all the women that watch the show, because no woman wants a guy in front of their face that close, and for him to say something insulting. So I didn't think that looked great. I think Dorit was kind of mortified, too. You could tell she was like, oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Erica was, for sure.
I'm dying to know. All the people that are in our live chat as well, but the people who are
commenting. They're agreeing with you.
Okay, interesting. I want to know that even those who are comments who watch us and catch up, please let us know what you think. I'm curious to know what the overall consensus is on PK's involvement in this episode. And
Christian agreed with you. He said that PK should not have inserted himself into the women and should have stayed out of it completely.
I mean, he could have had a chat maybe on the side or like checked in with his wife, but it was just so obvious to bring that drink in just to really find a fight. He was like searching for a way into this.
Slade.
Searching is a keyword.
Well, you know, Ken had his moment to do that with Yolanda, so they're friends. This was PK's moment. Mm. It's nothing we haven't seen before.
Maybe it's that British
man. Wait, repeat that again? Ken. Okay, yeah.
Ken had his moment with Yolanda. They're friends, I'm sure. They knew that happened. I mean, it's not too far off, but him insulting her like that wasn't a good look for him.
Right. Yeah, no, that's when it got really catty and bitchy with the Eileen back and forth about who's more rude than the other one. Like, even Eileen was, like, mature enough to dismiss him and just said bye. Like, just close the door on that. You know,
there's
he
no
kept
winning.
Going.
Yeah, it's so like he enjoyed it. And that's kind of, it was unsettling.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, we can feel you.
What did you think about being a female, of somebody coming to you like that, a man?
A man? Oh, no, that's unacceptable. It's just unacceptable. And for him to say just anything, his opinion of a character that they have, it's just, it's inappropriate.
Yeah. Well, you know, PK likes to get on-camera time on reality shows.
That's exactly what it's all about. Yeah, I agree.
It would be hard, though, to be like Eileen and say, just stop it. Just, you're done. Yeah. Bye.
Yeah. Erica had to let this Pantygate situation go with Dorit. She talked about, you know, maybe we, you know, I want to be friends. And I was like, wow, she really said, I want to be friends with Dorit. But if Erica didn't let this go right then and there, then she would be accused of holding a grudge and not letting people move on. And she'd be the bitch in the situation. So she had to just nix it right
I think
here.
She overdid it a little bit when she said, I want to be friends. Like, okay, you I love you, but this is like, the one time you're not telling the truth.
Which is like, it's the last episode, so I don't have to worry about another one.
I want closure. I want them to be friends.
I think they had closure.
I liked that
part. But they're
not
going to be friends.
Yeah.
I liked that part.
I liked it, too. Actually, I did. It was actually like a humanizing moment, all of this kind of manufactured chaos.
Right.
Because if Erica had just stormed off and Dorit did the same thing, it was so much better that all the girls left them alone. They're by the tree. It's just one-on-one, and we got some closure, and Erica's like, let's just close
the
door.
Because the producer said to, you know,
really?
You're
probably
right. Let
them hash it out. It's just a sprinkle of them just leaving.
Yeah, right. They're giving us what we want, though, because I did want that moment. I think they deserved a one-on-one, since it really was about them and not about everybody else.
Right. Yeah. At the end of the day, this Rinna thing wouldn't have even happened, and this Coke thing wouldn't have even happened. None of it.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't for the whole Erica Jane thing.
Yeah. So we started off with Pantygate, and it went the whole season.
Looking back at the story, like, it really kind of grew out of that.
Totally.
And it made a good. It made for a decent season. Yeah.
So if Erica had not worn underwear,
and if Dorit was
a decision to make, you know?
They would have had nothing to go on here.
I want Dorit to come back next season.
I think she will.
Because I think, but seeing them two together, if they do try to form a friendship, that will be interesting for the viewers to watch. Like, after everything they went through, like, their friends.
Like a Brandy.
They're shopping.
Yeah.
Brandy and Kim.
Yeah, but what is she, I just want to know more of, like, what she, and I know you can't answer this question, but what does she have to offer to continue on? You know, have we told her story? Are we at a dead end with her? You know,
maybe,
like,
them going broke.
More?
That would be.
I mean, not being shady.
The producers, like Thomas said, we could easily go into finding out more about the fashion business that she's in, and her designing and her clothes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
We have Boy George. I know some people in the chat room say, "Why is this even included in the storyline?" But he is an artist that is living in their home. He's very well known. They could pick up on that little side storyline again.
Right. But as far as dramatics within the relationships of the other ladies, other than Rinna, and that's something to latch on to, definitely. But, like, you know, I feel like for her to continue on, she has to be really in the fabric of the show with the relationships and being tied in with having a feud or something to. Something worthy of bringing on baggage to her second
like
season.
Like Rinna does, right?
Rinna will figure out a way.
Yes. But I feel like, Dorit, does she have anything that she can bring with her to anchor her in a second season?
Probably not.
Maybe a new friend. Yes. Maybe a friend, an ally.
Is it between Dorit and Eden coming back?
Why does anyone have to get cut?
That's what I'm thinking. I'm hoping
what
they don't.
Mean,
it's a good group, like
I
said.
Because
we're debating who's not coming back. But
well, why
I'm
does
hoping,
someone not have to come
right,
back?
I'm hoping they all come back.
Yeah.
I really
do. Yeah, I mean, this episode was pretty good.
Grant's ready to cut Dorit and PK.
he's not ready to cut himself. He'll be lurking, believe me.
He'll be circling.
He'll be like, Dorit, you're being the friend of no matter what. And I will be there for every scene. Lisa Vanderpump had an interesting comment. She didn't want to be there to really support Dorit in a heavy fashion because she felt she was in the middle and that Rinna would call her out for being, you know, manipulative of over Dorit and being Team Dorit solidly, but I don't know. I mean,
it was, it seemed like it was going really bad again between Vanderpump and Rena, and I'm like, oh my god, I thought, you know, everything's gonna be okay. No, and it looked like it was it was gonna go bad and it wouldn't be able to be fixed, and then at the end they're like, oh, everything's just fine, good night, have a good night.
I don't know if you watched it back and just looked at Lisa Vanderpump's responses, she said some you know, some stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like, you know, she was involved. She had a lot to say.
Right.
I don't know about her stepping back too much yet.
They can increase her pay for all the fireworks that she causes on the show.
Yeah. I think that they're like, you get enough.
So, Erica, no, she just ends the whole situation, all the drama, as we said. Eden went over to Lisa Rinna and they had their moment. Yes.
It was her turn.
Yes. Her turn to hand to shovel crap on Rinna. Rinna says that she, no, Eden says that she is never present in her relationship, or Rinna is never present in the relationship with to Eden, and that Rinna goes in, and Rinna says that her guard went up the minute that Eden spoke with LVP.
Yeah. I think it wasn't the place and time. I mean, they just squashed everything. Maybe someone said, all right, we can't do you back at the house talking with Rinna on the phone. You got to hash this out now. So she goes, I don't like how you treat me. Like, what?
Get it out quick.
I think if she felt like after they had squashed everything and Lisa Rinna tells her the truth then and there, it's like, then what is this that we're building? It feels like almost a waste of time for her.
Yeah.
So I think if she heard that, she just like went off. And I'm glad that it took the finale for Eden to kind of really shine.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I was worried about her because I thought this whole episode's going to go by. Girl, you better do something, because if you don't, they may not bring you back. And so she finally did it. I don't know if the producers pushed her.
She may not want to be back.
That's true.
Oh, good point. But maybe the producers pushed her and says, this is your moment. You got to get it in now, else, you know.
Yeah, right.
But if you watch the girls' response to her after she had that outburst, I think they felt really badly for her. I think they knew that she was being authentic. She really was upset, and they could see it was.
But at first, it was confusion because they were like, "Where is this coming from? Are you serious?
That's
are you really upset? You're upset."
But after she left, they're like, "Oh my god, she was really upset. We don't like this. We really do like Eden."
I didn't like Lisa's face for the first time. I saw like
nasty.
This look that she had that everyone had been describing that I didn't really see before, and the cameras caught it. It was kind of this
mean girl.
Yeah, and I mean, what did Eden say? She said an evil happiness about her.
And Vanderpump picked it up and says, energy. "Oh, good. I got my friend on my side."
Yeah, that was a great moment.
That was so great.
That was a great moment.
Oh yeah,
for
she's
Lisa
like,
Vanderpump.
It's all coming to plan.
Yeah, no, I feel like Eden got a really lousy edit because she was painted as the chick that wants to get in the group that isn't there and is trying to create insta-friendships with people, like with the ring last time in Hong Kong. And I don't know, when she was here, she said, I don't see how they can go on the next season without me. But I feel like, unfortunately, this scene could easily be written off as she's just like on her own island.
Sometimes people are not cut out to be on The Housewives. You know, they try it out.
I would be.
I would be a character.
I'm over a diamond.
I think I could do it too.
But
in defense of Eden, I will say that maybe the whole insta friendship isn't quite. I mean, let's just look at it this way. Even when Eden talks about finding a man, she's all in right away. She doesn't even know them. She finds them online. She invites them to the hotel room. So it's kind of who she is, you know? Mm-hmm. Yes, she wants to make friends right away, but that's who she is.
Right.
I do think, though, that it was wrong. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I just think it's a little wrong, Hetty.
I love it. I like people like that. She's so sincere and authentic and good and virtuous and...
I agree with you. Right. Okay, let's do this. Yeah.
Okay, let's take a look. We've been talking a lot about Rinna. Well, flashing all the way back to season 5, I wanted to call out this moment in time, because I feel like Lisa Rinna is always up against it with someone. And, of course, Brandi Glanville is a force to be reckoned with. So I wanted to rewind the tapes and look at what it was like between Lisa Rinna and Brandy Glanville, because those two, I mean, could you imagine if they were in the party tonight together?
In the future, I want a split screen. We should do our scene and then their scene that they did back in the day.
Well, Jenna, you did such a good job with Brenna. We had to have you do it again. Everybody loved you in the chat room in the after comments.
So who is who? Chris, who are you?
I will try to do the screechy Brandy voice.
Okay.
Okay, like she's at the top of her, like, dolphin level.
They're all very angry in the scene. Thomas, who will you be bringing to life?
I am Kyle Richards tonight.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I'm Jennifer Leone, and I will be playing Lisa Rinna.
And I'm Grant.
The Young and the Restless.
Grant will be doing Andy. No big deal. Very minimal. Season 5, Reunion Part 2. After Brandy attacks Lisa Vanderpump and Kyle over their friendship, the ladies begin to question Brandy's character. So, here we go.
You know, you just have a double standard with everyone. Brandy, you just sit there and you say she made a comment about you because her character was based on you for you being trashy.
She said, trashy mother! She's never met my effing children! That's not okay!
It was an effing joke!
It's not. When you bring my children into it, as everyone knows, it's not funny!
Guess what? You brought my children into it by saying I do porn. Where's the double standard, baby?
Oh my god!
I was joking. I told you I was joking.
About me being a trashy mom?
I didn't say. I just said I based it on your look.
But we had gotten along for so long.
We were.
So listen. You've had the same hairdo for 20 years. And you're basing it on my look?
Where does that... Where does that effing come from?
I mean, based on my look?
Excuse me, Brandy. It was a joke.
I mean, what are you doing?
Brandy, sweetie.
You're being obnoxious to my looks. You, based on my look.
It was a joke, my love. It was a joke.
Okay, it wasn't funny.
And your porn thing was a joke. And guess what? I thought it was funny. Get effing sense of humor, baby.
I have one. Just talk about my kids.
I'm not talking about your kids. I was talking about you.
I'm not a trashy mother.
No one's talking about your mother, your kids. Let's make it clear. Your kids are drop dead beautiful.
You have a double standard like I've never seen in my effing life. That's all I can say. Are you effing kidding me? You need to be shut down.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, seriously, Brandy Glanville.
No, honey. No.
Rinna, have you had the same hairdo for 20 years?
Yes, I have. F you.
F you. I'm sick of you, too. Everyone's sick of you.
Take effing joke.
Effing change your depends.
For everyone listening, Lisa Rinna flips her off.
Change your depends, darling, because you're so full of it. Go change them.
Oh my god, okay.
Where's your tampon endorsement? Go get it, baby!
I made millions with my Depends!
A disaster. So there's a little moment in time as we prepare for next week's pending reunion. Oh my god, this scene. What a disaster.
I love them so
much.
It
was a disaster.
You know, when people say who are your favorite, just everyone.
Yes. So with that, we will save news and gossip for next week. We definitely want to talk about next week's reunion, give it some quick predictions. It looks like PK will be arriving. TV predictions. PK was arriving. It looks like he's discovered some Just for Men. There's some new hair dye in the hair.
Oh,
so he's ready.
Shade.
He's ready for his close-up.
Oh, my goodness.
I think that everyone's just going to go all in again. Kim's going to come out. Old things are going to hash out. I'm just really excited for it all.
Yes, I cannot wait. I definitely think Pantygate is going to be revisited.
Of course
I think
it is.
Erica and I think Erica and PK are probably going to have some nasty words for each other again. And yeah, I'm excited for it.
Well, my prediction is, who are you guys going to vote for? Erica or Heather on Dancing with the Stars? Because that's all I got.
Obviously. Erica.
Team expensive.
Team expensive.
Oh, I watched some of those dances. I was very impressed with the first one, and the second, that one in the second one was boring, and then the last one was with the car was all right, but it's not doing
you know
anything
for
hire,
I felt like they switched it.
People.
I felt they made Erica look fabulous in the first two episodes. And then last night, they made Heather look phenomenal. It was all the gold. The glitter. Yeah. It was all the housewives. And then when Erica went on, she was doing the jive. And that's like one of the hardest dances. And it was kind of not too good. And it was dark. And it was just a whole nother thing that didn't quite work that night. So I think it's between the two of them. We'll have to see.
She's going
to
bring in Mikey Minden. She'll be like, everyone's fired. I'm taking over.
Yeah, no, I have a hard time with that show. I just can't sit through it. Have you looked at it, Thomas?
Yes, I've seen it. I think that she does really good with props. I think that it, like, makes for a great performance. Like, the car, I thought that was cool. It just really showcases herself. So she's having a great time. I mean,
and there were no props last night, right? Yeah. It was just the outfit, and it was dark.
Do you think she needs props to...
It works. Okay. I like the handcuffs with the policeman, and, and the car and all that. It works for me. So I love full production value. You know, go for it. Bring it.
Kyle says that she wouldn't do Dancing with the Stars. She did an interview and she said that it's just not for her and that she's very overloaded right now, as we learned last
week. I'm sure. She has so much going on, as she said 8 times in a minute.
Yes. I mean, it is a huge commitment to do. But, you know, the dance, what is it, only a minute long? I feel like, isn't the dance a minute?
It's a few minutes.
It takes a toll on you, though.
Yeah, it is unbelievably hard.
I bet. Oh, I'm not a dancer, so I bet. But yeah, I mean,
and it's the packaging, too. It's the traveling. You know, Erica went back and forth to see Andy and then go back. There's a lot of scheduling.
They really want you to be having something going on so they can cross promote, and so these people are usually on tour at the same time.
Well, because they used to say what stars,
and they have to rehearse.
This isn't any star Dancing with Who.
Well, when you get on, your career starts to take off, so you start doing stuff. You start going on tour again.
Well, that's my point. Yeah. They want to do it while you're on.
While
so
you're
it's
hot.
Like, yeah. I don't know. I haven't really seen it, but I'm excited to see it. I feel like I keep missing it. So can you pull it up on YouTube and watch all that?
Yeah, ABC.
When is Kyle's show coming out? Because I don't want to miss that.
I don't know. I know it was picked up to series, as it said in tonight's episode. I don't know the date yet.
Okay.
Last time I heard her, I think she was on like Access Hollywood Live, and I think she was just talking about it. They didn't announce the date.
Yeah, I don't think there's been an official date announced.
Ooh, and Alicia is playing the mother, not Kyle. I think somebody corrected us.
Wow.
So I guess that would work.
Okay, yeah.
Shout out to Yolanda Hadid for getting Mother of the Year at the Fashion Los Angeles Awards.
Lisa Rinna was there.
Yeah, I saw the
story.
Saw
those, right?
Yes. And that's how you get in news and gossip.
Rinna changed her hair. She took out the blonde highlights, and now it's a little bit browner. I don't know if you guys noticed.
Was that at the Fashion Awards?
No, I just saw it on this week's episode.
Okay, yeah, it did look different. It looked fuller, too. It looked different.
Yeah, she changed it just a little bit. Mm-hmm. 20 years! F you, Andy!
Well, let us know your thoughts on all the madness that unrolled in this finale episode. We want to hear it below. And, of course, you know we'll be here to cover all three long parts of the reunion special. Lots more to come here, and you can check us out on all these wonderful platforms.
Well, a.k.a. Golden Boy on Twitter, and please check out my website, chrisvalentine.la.
Hey, guys, it's Thomas Rulina. Make sure to follow me everywhere online at Thomas Rulina.
I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV.
Thank you for joining us for this really fast, quick recap through all the madness. You guys can follow me, if you like, on Twitter at Grants_Rants. And in my podcast, Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. We'll be back with three parts of a fresh reunion special next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.